Once a year, all things literary break out at the El Paso Community College, and it's time again for the fifth annual Literary Fiesta. With me are two English instructors from EPCC, Margie Nelson-Rodriguez and Carla Newman. Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Monica. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yes, Saturday, this coming Saturday. I believe everything kicks off at noon, and this is at the Viscount location, the Viscount campus, correct?
Yes, the Administrative Services Center.
Yes, Administrative Services Center, not campus. I stand corrected. Tell me what is on the menu this year.
Well, as usual, we give out awards. So we're giving out a Literary Legacy Award to Sergio Troncoso, the author. And also, we are honoring Freehold Slam with the Community Spirit Award.
They've been going for a long time. I am delighted to see that you're honoring them and Sergio Troncoso. Two good choices. What time is that part of the event?
It starts at 5:40. We have a dinner and award ceremony for them both.
All right. And is this a ticketed event?
No. First come, first serve. And everything's free and open to the public.
Boy, that's a nice arrangement.
Yeah.
And this is preceded by the actual Literary Fiesta that goes on throughout the day. What time does that start, and what can we expect?
Well, vendors are going to be starting at noon, but the rest of the events are going to start at 1 in the boardroom and the auditorium.
When you say vendors, tell me more about the setup. Can people go and kind of wander through? Is it a market format?
It's a market format. There'll be food vendors, arts and crafts, books, of course, local authors. And we're really trying to have a fiesta feel to it. So it'll be decorated, colorful. We'll have music.
Okay.
And so there'll also be the children's corner.
Always helpful, yes, to know that it's important to know whether kids are going to fit into an event or not. So they will be occupied and perhaps even learning things.
Hopefully.
Perhaps, yes.
Yes, perhaps, depending. In addition to the mercado, the children's activities, the food booths, the general wandering around and looking at things, you're going to have speakers at various points in the day. Can you give me the rundown?
Starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to have our featured author, Sergio Troncoso, and we're going to be having like a question and answer discussion with him. So we've encouraged as many people as we can to read the book, From This Wicked Patch of Dust.
From This Wicked Patch of Dust. Do you know where it's readily available? I mean, I would guess it's at Barnes & Noble, regular
yes.
bookstores. Is there any place on the campus?
All of the libraries should have at least one copy
checkout.
So you've still got a little bit of time. You want to get in there and get a copy of the book.
Yes, if you're a fast reader, you can be done by Saturday easily. You have a week. So Sergio Troncoso, then from 1 to 2:30, and then what?
And then from 3 to 4:30, we are going to have a pitch fest with the literary agent Bree Ogden, who's flying in from New York City.
Nice.
It'll be free and open to the public. You can come bring your book ideas and pitch them to Bree and get some advice from a literary agent.
Wow, that's a sweet one. One thing I do like is that you have about 30 minutes between the sessions, the first and second session, so people can regroup and then take their bathroom break and go swarm the agent. So has this agent come in before, or how did you snag someone from New York?
It'll be her first time here, and we were able to snag her because a member of our committee, Lisa Elliott, who's a mm-hmm. mass communications instructor, happens to know her. She knows all sorts of
nice.
Cool people. So,
boy, that does the trick. Those contacts are invaluable. Then at 4:30, you have another event.
Tiffany Thompson White, also an author, is going to be coming and telling us how to publicize our work online. It's Spinning a Positive Publicity Web.
Oh, yes. Can always use more information on that, especially for technologically impaired writers and artists who need that kind of help. And then the 5:40 is, again, the time to regroup for the awards dinner. This is really a well-rounded event. You have something for everyone, and especially for the kids, it's nice to know that they'll have activities.
Oh, yes, and free books, of course.
Free books.
Books or Gems, for their fourth year, is going to be providing free books to all the children that come by.
Oh, that's great. And the standard face painting and that kind of fun thing, too?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be reading children's books to the children in the children's corner, face painting, arts and crafts. It'll be a very, very fun event for them.
And there might even be a maze.
Yes, I believe there's a maze. A corn maze,
oh,
too.
It'll be very interesting. You guys have things up your sleeves. All righty. Well, this is just, it's great. The 5th Annual Literary Fiesta is going to be taking place next Saturday. That's at the El Paso Community College Administrative Services Center, 9050 Viscount. Next Saturday, it kicks off at noon with various activities and then a sequence of speakers beginning at 1 o'clock. The awards dinner celebrating Sergio Troncoso and Freehold Slam will begin at 5:40. Everything is free and open to the public, so this is something to not be missed. You can get more information at literaryfiesta.wordpress.com. I want to thank my guests today, Margie Nelson Rodriguez and Carla Newman, two English instructors with EPCC. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.